Courthouse Pub in the heart of downtown Manitowoc, Wisconsin, does a thriving lunch and dinner trade. It was their killer fried cheese curds that was mentioned by everyone who recommended the place. Wisconsinites across the state love their fried cheese curds so much that there is an ongoing competition to brag about one's eatery that serves the most delectable fried cheese curds. Oh, have you tried the killer cheese curds up at Wilson's Ice Cream Parlor in Ephraim? Well, no. But have you tried them at Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie? And on it goes. After our visit at the Courthouse Pub with owner John Jagaman, we'll stop in for a visit at Henning's Cheese Factory, the source of the pub's coveted curds. Ian, a cook at the Courthouse Pub, is in the kitchen making up a batch of fried cheese curds for lunch for the lunch crowd with owner John Jagaman. The secret is fresh, and so the curds are delivered daily from Henning's in nearby Keel, Wisconsin.
You want to sneak in there? You can see what he's doing?
Can you tell us about the cheese curds?
Tell you about cheese curds?
Yeah, and how you do.
So, we have our cheese curds portioned out to 6 ounces, container with a lid. Put them in with a little bit of cornstarch, about a tablespoon. And then our beer batter that we use with our beer that we brew ourselves here. Shake it up a little bit, get everything covered. Drop it into the basket. About 350 degrees for the oil. Separate them a little bit, and then it should cook for about 2 to 3 minutes till golden brown.
And what's the secret? Is it the beer batter? Is it the Henning's cheese?
It's a little bit of both. Nice crunch, but it's still the fresh, gooey cheese curd with it. A little bit different. A lot of places do frozen cheese curds. Even after they bread them, they'll freeze them just so it's easier, but ours are all fresh. We never freeze any of our cheese curds.
So that's a really important variable.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very cool.
The other thing that makes ours special is the fact that rather than serving them with ranch dressing, which most people do, we serve them with a raspberry balsamic glaze that we make. And that raspberry flavor just really goes well with the cheese curd. It almost gives you like a Danish taste to it, a Danish pastry. Very rich
and good for you.
And good for you, absolutely, yes.
Well, thanks, and your name is?
Ian.
The cheese curds that we make at the Courthouse Pub are based upon a raw cheese curd from Henning Dairy out in Keel, Wisconsin. We like to use local vendors. They make those fresh every day, actually. We bring them in here, we sort them for size, and then we pre-measure them. They're never frozen. We make our own batter for them with our own beer. We are brewers, so we use our own beer. So when an order is taken, the cheese is coated and fried, so there's no freezing. They're just a real fresh flavor. We use a glaze that we make with raspberry preserve and a little balsamic vinegar. Gives them a nice flavor, nice taste, and it's one of our best-selling items at the pub. We've been doing it now for about 4 or 5 years, and it's a good item.
Let's talk about your restaurant itself, about local.
Courthouse Pub is located in beautiful downtown Manitowoc. Actually, it's on a location where there was a restaurant for over 100 years. It was originally called Willinger's Beer Hall, and then it was called the Colonial Inn for many, many years. We rebuilt it in 1999, 2000. We seat about 120 people. We are microbrewers, so we do have our own brew pub. We tend to use a lot of local produce. Our cheese is locally from Keel. We get sprouts from the Grow Forward program, and a number of the things that we sell our local vendors.
And how about within your beer product, your hops, yeast?
We originally tended to get that from a company called Microbrew. We stick with their recipes in the beginning. Now we're branching off, and there's a great little shop in town that has brewing supplies, so we can experiment with that. We have a 4-barrel system, so we're not a huge brewer by any means, but now we're beginning to experiment. Now that we've had some experience in it, our guys are experimenting with different hops and different additives and different amendments. So.
But everything you produce is consumed right here, right?
Yes, it is, yeah. The federal government, in their eminent wisdom, allows us to fill growlers, which is a half a gallon of beer.
Okay, so people can walk away with a growler. Then.
They can, and there's a new concept out, at least in our area, called the crowler with a C. It's a canned beer. Mm-hmm. We're starting to do canning. So you could come in and buy a 64-ounce glass jug of beer, or now you'll be able to buy a 24-ounce can. We don't resell for any other stores in town. We don't have that kind of capacity.
As a restaurant, it's really a locally driven business from what I can
see. Yeah, it really is. We tend to serve
depend on tourists?
Tourism is a real big bonus for us. With the SS Badger coming in daily, that's a nice kick to our volume. But during the course of the regular year, we're serving local people. Manufacturing friends come here, bring their salespeople here. The healthcare group, those are kind of the three legs of our business. And then the tourism is on top of that in summer. So it does a nice job.
For sure, round it out. Talk to us about your food philosophy.
We try to be as local as we can. Lunch is pretty fast and light, and we do a fair amount of salads, and the evening is a much slower pace. We tend to do more elegant things at dinner. We have a Wine Spectator Award, a wine list, so we feature some really good wines. We try to experiment a lot.
And have fun along the way.
You have to have fun along the way, because otherwise it's just a pain.
Exactly. For further information, where are you located?
And we're located at 1001 South 8th Street in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. We're on the web at courthousepub.com.
And one more thing, your doggy beer fundraiser.
We're doing a fundraiser for the local Humane Society. One of our staff members' family donated the raw ingredients for a batch of beer. We brewed 1,000 servings of beer, and we're taking the profit from that and donating it to the local Humane Society, trying to help people who want to get a pet but can't afford to. We tend to get involved in community affairs like that. We just did a fundraiser for some folks in town who had a fire, and we get all attached. That's one of the advantages of having a restaurant like this in a small town.
I was just going to say, it's the best of small town America.
Yeah, it's a nice connection. You're part of people's lives, and you help them celebrate the good times, and sometimes the bad times, you help them cover that too.
Nice. True sense of community.
Yeah. My name is John Jagerman. People think I run the Courthouse Pub, but I work with 32 women, so I just pay the mortgage.
That's right. You follow the orders.
You got it.
All right.
Edit that down. Yeah. We'll both be in
trouble.
That's
the truth. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
Now let's join Katie Funson at Henning's Cheese Factory in Keel, Wisconsin.
I have found such a passion to inform so many people about what we do here, because when my young school kids come in and I say, what color is cheese? Yellow. It is. I say, what color is the milk you buy in the grocery store? White. I really want them to know where the product is coming from and the love for the animals, and I just want them to know that what they are eating has a lot of meaning behind it. So that's a very important.
Yeah, the roots and pathway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wisconsin cheese. To a point, we know there's a marketing component, but there's a truth under it. Tell us why you think that Wisconsin cheese is better than anywhere else.
My biggest reason is I see how much lush green grass and all of the feed when our cows are out pasture raised. They are eating the dandelions, they are eating the grass, they're eating the clovers, they're eating all these different things. And a lot of the flavor is coming from what the cows eat. So the green grass, the grains, all of these things are really what is the base to our milk, which is the base to our cheese. So I feel that is our number one for
your advantage. So let's talk about cheese. Monterey Jack, it's not yellow, it's white.
Correct.
Cheese. Okay, cheddar cheese.
Yes.
Yellow. What's the difference?
The big difference is not only the culture is what's going to differentiate the types of cheese, but when you look at white cheddar versus yellow cheddar, they are exactly the same cheese. It is just the colorant. It's just the annatto, the vegetable color that we add to the cheese that makes it yellow. The big thing is the Colby. People do not know that their Colby Jack is exactly the same as Colby, which is exactly the same as Monterey Jack. The Monterey Jack is white. Mm-hmm. The Colby is yellow. What happens when you mix them together? You get Colby Jack.
Then what's the difference between a cheddar and a Colby?
The difference between a cheddar and a Colby is going to be the enzymes and the cultures that we use in that cheese as a starting process. The culture is what's going to differentiate between a cheddar, a Swiss, a Colby, a mozzarella. But
sweet.
Culture is a whole different world. Cultures will give you different creaminesses. They'll give you different flavors. They'll give you all sorts of different things. But the main thing is that the big thing with the difference is the fact that Cheddars are a little bit firmer, a little bit drier. Your Colbys are going to be a little bit creamier, a little bit softer, a little bit more buttery. They're just an overall softer than a cheddar. So that's going to be your main difference.
Generally, a white cheese versus a yellow cheese.
Just color. That is it. We eat, again, with our eyes. How we originated with yellow, I don't really know. I don't know where that originated.
Interesting, but it's definitely a driver. You shipped some cheese you were talking about. The woman got it and thought something was wrong.
Yes, I had a customer who had called come Christmas, and not knowing that the woman who had sent the package was a Wisconsinite, shipping it to a friend out on the East Coast, and she called in such a panic because her cheese was bad. And I asked her, say, you know, can you tell me a little bit, why do you think your cheese is bad? Well, it's yellow. And I thought, well, is that it? I says, you know, is the packaging broke? No. And, you know, it was just really interesting that it all came down to the only issue was it was the color. She had never seen colored cheddar before. She has only seen the typical Vermont white cheddar that is seen out on the East Coast.
Very interesting. And this is a family-owned cheese business.
We are so fortunate enough to have had three of our four generations still employed here and absolutely just taking it to all measures, and it's absolutely incredible.
And the Henning family goes back here as cheese producers just about 100 years, right?
Yes, it was 1914 was the starting date. So 2014, we had hit our 100 years. And talk about a milestone. It was absolutely incredible. And just to think how far everything has come from the horse and buggies to where we are today, it is really incredible.
Not only do you have a lot of support from the local community and regional, but people around America might be eating Henning cheese and not know it, right?
Absolutely.
So Publix, grocery stores.
Whole Foods is a really big one. The Publix, Central Markets are a big one down in Texas. I mean, we see our cheese all over the place.
But sometimes you have to backtrack. Because your label isn't on it.
Absolutely. There are many times where I have had customers who've come in and said, oh my gosh, I saw your cheese down in, you know, a state, wherever they're from, at whatever grocery store, something I've never even heard of. And it just happens to be that grocery store is kind enough to use our label on it. So therefore, when they come to visit us, they get so excited to see where that cheese that they have been eating for the last how many years of their life, to see the where it is truly made, where it is based from, and the love that's behind it.
That's so cool. I love it. And I just love that it's a family-owned operation.
Absolutely. It is. I always tell people, I may not be family, but I oftentimes think I'm family, because they treat us as employees just like one of their own. And I so often am asked that question, and it always takes me a moment to think before I answer, because they're so incredibly good to us. And I think that is where I have really lucked out in my career, is working for a small family-owned business, because they treat you not any different than they would their sibling or, you know, their mother or father.
Very, very cool. So now I'm an official cheesehead.
You are, and I'm very impressed that we'll have to send you home with a official cheese head to take back to California.
That was great. I tried one on.
I loved it. It looked very good on you.
Yeah. All right. And thanks again.
I am Katie Franzen, and I am an employee of 7 years here. Yeah. So it is a huge accomplishment for me, and I cannot imagine having any other job. This is where I belong, absolutely.
And a website?
We have a website. It is Hennings, with an S, cheese.com, and you can see all of our different cheeses there. You can order Christmas boxes, all kinds of fun stuff we have. Give us a phone call. We're just a ring away, and we would be more than happy to help you. There's a handful of us that are always willing just to give you as much information, whether it's about an order, whether it's just a question about how to store your cheese. We would be more than happy to answer all of that for you.
You can do online ordering.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks again. What a pleasure.
Absolutely. My pleasure, and it's been a blessing having you guys here today. It's been wonderful.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the land of the Cheeseheads in Wisconsin.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.